Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship as we recognize the benefits of doing good deeds. Thank you, God, for every beat of our heart. Thank you, God, for the ability to do good. Father, in everything that we do and say, be glorified. We glorify you, Lord. Purify our hearts, Lord, that we can be clean vessels, fit for your works through us. Give us a servant's heart, that we will be obedient to your word, to that still small voice urging us to do good, to do the right thing, whether it's convenient or not so much. Help us to listen to your Holy Spirit when opportunities to serve show up. Give us wisdom to see opportunities as they come to us, to watch for the open doors you put in front of us, to do good to one another, and especially to the household of faith, our Christian brothers and sisters. We praise you for what you do through us. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to serve you, Almighty God. Thank you.
when life is through, but vain pursuits will come to nothing. Time will erase whatever we do. I want my life to count for Jesus. Oh, earthly fame will quickly fade. No need to ask. Inside my heart, there burns a question. What was I put on this earth for? It truly was to build. Yeah.
You are listening to A Call to Worship.
Lord, I'm tired of the struggle, fighting in my own strength to be like you. Walking unarmed into battles I never should go through, all because I hadn't listened to you. So I resolved to set my eyes on you and live each day just as close as I can be. And I'll trust you to take care of all that I can't see. So as I walk with you, won't you live your life through me? Let the world see in me all that one can be. Let them see Jesus. Let me fade from the view. All that is left is you. Let them see Jesus, Jesus in me. Lord, help me to surrender. The more that I fight, the more I feel alone. I can't afford to be running ahead on my own. Journey home. And Lord, the world is wandering in darkness, blinded by master lies and misery. Oh, if only they could see the truth that sets men free. Oh Lord, I pray, let them see your truth in. Let the world see in me all that one can be. Let them see Jesus.
Let them see Jesus.
Let me fade from the view till all that is left is you.
All that is left is you.
Let them see Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this call to worship. I want to thank those of you who have written to us, sent a message to us from our website, or have stopped by our Facebook page. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry as you're led. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. Again, that address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You'll find us online at calltoworship.us. Our website allows you to conveniently and safely make a contribution. And if you miss a portion of today's program, you're able to listen to this program as well as other past programs right there on our website. The website address is calltoworship.us.
helpless bride, who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send?
Doing good deeds is not always easy. For the Christian, doing good requires basically two things: a willing heart and the power of Almighty God. In Acts chapter 10, we see Jesus as the example. Jesus of Nazareth went about doing good. In Galatians 6, therefore we have as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. The Bible says a lot about doing good deeds and the importance of that and the effect that that has on others. As Matthew 5 reminds us, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. In 1 Peter 2, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Ephesians 2 reminds us that we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And Paul in 1 Timothy, and I want women to be modest in their appearance. They should wear decent and appropriate clothing and not draw attention to themselves by the way they fix their hair or by wearing gold or pearls or expensive clothes. For instead, women who claim to be devoted to God should make themselves attractive by the good things they do. And in 1 Timothy 2, verse 16, tell them to use their money to do good deeds. They should be rich in good works and generous to those in need, always being ready to share with others. Here are some examples of good works. 1 Timothy 5:10, well reported of for good works, if she have brought up children, if she have lodged strangers, if she has washed the saints' feet, if she has relieved the afflicted, if she has diligently followed every good work. In 1 Timothy 5:25, likewise also the good works of some are manifest beforehand, and they that are otherwise cannot be hidden. In 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, we're reminded that all Scripture is inspired by God, is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right, good deeds. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. Titus 2, in all things showing yourself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity. Later in Titus, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of, you guessed it, good works. In Titus 3:8, this is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. In Hebrews 10, let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. Romans 12, dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the Scriptures say, I will take revenge, I will pay them back, says the Lord. Instead, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they're thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals of shame on their heads. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good deeds. In 1 Peter 2, of course, you get no credit for being patient if you're beaten for doing wrong. But if you suffer for doing good deeds and endure it patiently, God is pleased with you. These words in 1 Peter. And in chapter 3 of 1 Peter, remember, it's better to suffer for doing good, if that is what God wants, than to suffer for doing wrong. In James chapter 2, what good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you have faith but don't show it by your actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone? Suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food or clothing, and you say, goodbye and have a good day, stay warm and eat well. But then you don't give that person any food or clothing. What good does that do? So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it's dead and useless. Now, someone may argue, some people have faith, others have good deeds. But I say, how can you show me your faith if you don't have good deeds? I will show you my faith by my good deeds. You say you have faith, for you believe that there's one God. Well, good for you. Even the demons believe this, and they tremble in terror. How foolish. Can't you see that faith without good deeds is useless? Don't you remember that our ancestor, Abraham, was shown to be right with God by his actions when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see, his faith and his actions worked together. His actions made his faith complete. And so it happened just as the scriptures say. Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. He was even called the friend of God. So you see, we're shown to be right with God by what we do, those good works, not by faith alone. Rahab the prostitute is another example. She was shown to be right with God by her actions when she hid those messengers and sent them safely by a different road. Folks, just as the body is dead without breath, so also faith is dead without good works. This is your call to worship and praise.
Lord, I come to you. Let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace that I found in you. And Lord, I come to know
weaknesses I see in me will be stripped away.
Yeah.
Doing good has been our topic on this Call to Worship program today. Thank you for joining us. It's my prayer that this program is valuable to you. Thank you for your letters and financial support that keeps Call to Worship right there on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can listen to programs and find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you hear on this program. That website address again is calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, those good deeds, and giving us wisdom to see opportunities and the strength to do good, unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.